You know what's
Love
up about
Talk
you,
Radio.
Welcome,
like Tupac once said, Matthew, it's all about you. It's all
Welcome
about
everyone to
you.
Matt Tagger,
one time.
BLS. I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt, and to my left was an empty seat until Tiger jumped on. Thank God for that. He's going to save our horrible show. Father of three, still got his full head of hair, Tiger Taylor.
I'm starting to bald, but it's all good. It's all good. I'm just glad to be back, man. I'm glad to be back. I really enjoy the show. Had a busy week. Things didn't quite work out the way I had planned, but things are better now. So I'm able to jump back onto the show tonight, and I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you, man. We are super
I do appreciate you for stepping up. I do appreciate you for stepping up and doing the show while I've been gone. Keep the numbers going. Keep the audience listening. It's hard to step up and do these shows. I refuse to do them without your help. I get lost in my own conversation. I know how struggling that can be. So I want to acknowledge you for a moment and thank you for the hard work that you still put in while I was dealing with some personal things.
Yeah, man, no problem. Congratulations on the new edition. I tried to do it, but as you see, I didn't do a great job. The numbers super declined. But we're glad to have you back. Maybe you can turn the ship, the sinking ship, around.
We will try. We will try. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
So today we're talking about stuff you see in the gym. What are some of the things that you see in the gym, my friend?
Guys getting swole as fuck. No? Okay, no.
Let's talk about fashion. What are some of the things that you see that people wear?
Listen, I dress to the T whenever I go to the gym. I like to throw on a bandana, even though I have the full head of hair you were talking about. I like to put on my Stunna shades. I wear matching outfits, so I have like this lime green Under Armour shirt with like this black Under Armour emblem, and then I wear these black Under Armour like basketball shorts with a bright green Under Armour emblem. Then I wear my black socks that come just below my calf, and I'm 32 years old, and they've got fluorescent green, Under Armour symbols, and then I wear my triple black murdered out Under Armour shoes. And that's literally what I wear to the gym every single time. I come home from the gym, throw it in the wash, make my protein shake, shower, throw it in the dryer, and then for tomorrow, I'm back in the business.
Sounds like you got a plan, my man. You have a plan.
Well,
that's why you're always the best
dressed. Don't, if you don't have a plan. Yes, someone told me that working out is also a fashion statement.
No, it is
when
not
you're in
a
there,
fashion
statement. Oh, well, somebody told me whenever you're in there, you got to look your best and perform your best.
If you look good, you feel good, and you feel good, you perform good.
And then I'm getting swole, like I said, what I see in my gyms whenever I go.
Well, man, I'm happy.
Is that not
swole.
The way I should dress?
Well, it just depends, man. I'm going to tell you how not to dress. Let's start with number one, flip-flops. Don't wear flip-flops.
Ooh.
Wear flip-flops in the shower, of course, to save you from athlete's feet. But do not wear flip-flops while out on the floor.
Is that a safety reason, or is it a douchebag thing? What is your call on this? Is it like, be careful you're going to smash your toes, or, bro, you look like a tool?
A little bit of both.
Okay, because Arnold Schwarzenegger used to work out in flip-flops and barefoot in the 70s, but it's 2016,
so. Right, and you don't know what people have. Some people don't change shoes. They come from outside straight inside. Don't change shoes. Don't do anything. So your bare feet's going to get on that. It's going to be gross. But I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, I don't like guys
who
wear flip-flops either, so go ahead.
Yeah, or flip-flops and jeans, man. Who wears flip-flops and jeans
anymore? Oh, God. Seniors in high school in 2003? I have a friend right now that still wears that every summer. His name is Jack Eazer. Jack
Zach Frazier, yeah.
Still wears,
yeah, I know exactly who that
jeans.
Is.
Yeah, he wears jeans, and then the bottom of his jeans where his heels are will be all like ripped up and frayed because he's walking on them, because with jeans they're the perfect length and flip flops they're too long. But he will parade around in his jeans and flip flops on ripped up pants.
Mm-hmm. What a shame. So number two is jeans. Don't wear jeans to the gym. We all been there. We've all seen the guy that wears jeans. Don't want that. Don't wear denim.
So the other day, a guy was in the gym shirtless in a pair of jeans, like carpenter jeans. Carpenter mm-hmm. jeans, shirtless, and just getting after it, bro. That's funny you said that.
I just
that.
Can't do it. I can't do it.
Especially on leg day, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Am I right?
That is true. And I've seen a lot of people do yoga in jeans, and I'm just like, how in the world are you doing
oh,
this
wow.
in denim?
What about barbell jeans? Since you're a fashionista, what about barbell jeans? If you need to, Google them real quick. But to tell our listeners, they advertise on Facebook.
Go ahead, Bob.
All the time.
I'm trying to
look
it up,
trying to give
like.
You a little feedback. They're stretchy. They're like yoga pants for men, but they're jeans. But they're
uh-huh.
almost like yoga pant jeans, and they're strictly for working out.
I guess I don't know. I've never seen them. Maybe I have. Maybe they're just by a different name.
Yeah, they're called barbell jeans.
Because they're made out of, I think they're like, what, $100 a pair? If it's the ones I'm thinking about, they're made out of like, kind of like an elastic for
yeah,
people that have big legs.
Yeah, 25. Solid
yeah.
buck 25.
Not bad. I'll
yeah.
have to check them out.
Not bad. So is that a yes or no? Can you wear those or no?
I guess you can, but I don't see why you would wear them. Why would you wear denim into the gym anyway? I mean, I don't know.
Love it.
So, a blazer. I seen this the other day. I seen a guy walk in with a blazer and start doing arms. And I just looked at him and scratched my head. And I was like, I don't think this is great. I don't think this is going to work.
Was he swole, like a douchebag swole, like a frat boy, and, you know...
No, he was older.
Hmm.
He was older.
Wow.
So what about a singlet?
There.
What about a singlet? Would you show up in a singlet? I know I wouldn't.
A singlet I'd look awful in, so absolutely not. My insecurities would eat me alive if I tried that. But my friend Billy Crabble wants to work out in singlets.
Maybe if I was in college... Again, doing sports, then yeah, but no, I'm good on that one. Good. So don't wear polos and sweatpants. We've seen the old guy that wears a polo and swooshy wind pants to the gym. Don't be like that guy.
I wear t-shirts and swooshy wind pants.
Jeez. Okay, you're 32 years old. You do not need to be wearing swooshy wind pants.
They are my go-to pants. Wear.
Jeez.
Oh, and they're Under Armour.
Are they? Come on. That's almost as bad as wearing a cape to the gym.
Ooh, who wore a cape?
I'm just saying, that would be just as bad as wearing a cape to the gym. And no
Bro,
sunglasses.
If I was swollen up, I'd wear a cape.
Don't wear sunglasses to the gym. Do not.
So, honestly, I cannot wear my sunglasses anymore.
You can wear sunglasses, but once you step into the gym, take them off. You don't need to be lifting with your sunglasses. Your muscles aren't that big. They're not that bright. And I know your IQ isn't that bright.
Well,
if you're wearing sunglasses inside.
I'm super insecure about my body, so I hide in my sunglasses. Like on Big Daddy, I put my sunglasses on and I hide from the world. Call me Julian, baby.
Well,
call me Julian.
Well, we're going to have to get you someone to talk to then, if you're feeling that way.
Thank you.
For sure.
I would love it if I had a real friend.
For sure. So, five finger toes. Get rid of them. You don't need them. No more five finger toes. Get out of here.
What about, I tried them on. I was going to buy them, and they're just too uncomfortable. They hurt my feet.
Yeah. What about leggings? Leggings for men. Leggings.
Ooh, I've never tried them, but I'm interested.
I did have a pair, and I got to the point where I was wearing them almost every day to the gym. So I was like, nope, I can't do it. I don't want to be one of those D-bags. So I got rid of those for sure. And no super short shorts. I fall victim into
no.
that.
No. No. Define super short.
Let's go about mid-thigh. I don't want to
mid-thigh.
I don't want to
totally
see.
Fine, right?
I don't think so. Not for gym shorts. For short shorts,
oh,
maybe.
No. No. I on leg days when I'm blasting my quads, believe me, do you know how many thank yous I've gotten inside the gym whenever I wear those on leg days? You know how many thank yous I've gotten? I wear they're a little bit above mid-thigh. They're actually blue jean cutoffs, and I wear them every Monday because Monday's leg day, and people will stop me and look me. They look me so deep in the eyes. They stare into my optic stem, and they say,
"Ooh, that's deep."
They say, "Thank you." And then I jiggle my leg. I put my right foot out in front of me, and I start jiggling around at my knee, taking my knee going left and right, and my big quad is just flapping. Left and right, left and right, left and right. And then all of a sudden, I tighten it up, and I got the giant teardrops, Matt, I'm telling you, cut into those thighs. One runs all the way up to my groin. It's so ripped. No tan at all, super white, half Irish. And then I look at them, stare back at them. I look into the windows of their soul, and I say, "You're welcome." And then I'll say, "Go ahead, look. You've earned it. You've earned it." Bro,
why are you hiding this? Why are you hiding this? We need a picture put out on Twitter right now about
tomorrow's leg day.
Quads.
Tomorrow's leg day. Tomorrow's leg day. I may do it, bro. Bro, swear. Super pasty. I'll be white as crap. And quads ripped. I only do leg day. Every Monday is leg day, and I don't rush work out the rest of the week. So, yeah, I mean, I'll definitely put out I'll tweet it out tomorrow from our Instagram.
Yeah, when can I start your program?
Well, it's really hard. Do you love M&Ms?
I do. Only the peanut ones, because those are my favorite.
M&M is an M&M. Do you love pizza?
Yes.
Is gluten your middle name?
Weight is, but it's pretty close. Almost similar.
Woo! I bet you could start my program tomorrow. Tomorrow, do one body squat. One body squat, and then you leave the gym.
There is a story that I've heard like that. A guy walks in with short shorts, does one squat, looks at himself in the mirror, pulls up his sunglasses, and just walks right out. This guy used to go to Telequat.
If you're going to tell the truth, what I do is I walk in with my cutoffs, and then I squat real slow. It takes about a minute to get all the way down. I go ass to grass because I know how to squat because I've been doing this routine for years. So I just squat, and then I pause there. And I lower my sunglasses, stare intently at myself, and slowly raise up. And then I turn to everyone and I say, "You all deserve it. It's okay. It's okay to. You've earned it. You've earned it." And then I walk out. That's been my routine since 06.
Yeah. Just look at it. Look at it.
And that's what Matt, my height name used to come. My height man used to come in behind me. He'd be like, "Well, you look at that. Oh, you look at that." Just look at it.
Would you look at it?
Would you look? Would you look at it?
I love that. Freaking love that. That's my favorite. And that's how you used to sell cars too. And that's the crazy thing.
I did used to sell cars. I'm the best car salesman you'll ever meet.
And you would say, that's would you look at that?
Would you look at it? You just gotta look at it, and they'd be like, "Oh, there's a little blemish there." Right? You know, one time, a guy backed into this car, and I said, "Look at it. Would you look at that?" If you guys want to laugh, Google, "Would you look at that?" Just look at it. Google that phrase. Oh, and prepare to laugh. And if you don't laugh, you have no heart.
At all.
True.
So let's talk about huge basketball shorts. I do not like huge basketball shorts in the gym.
I need a better definition of huge basketball shorts.
Okay. What I'm talking about is huge basketball shorts. It's something that goes below the knee. It's just massive, and they're baggy, and the dudes are always having to pick them up. Hate that.
Ooh, like they come about calf level?
Yeah,
a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I know dudes who wear blue jeans shorts like that.
Mm.
But go ahead. Nevertheless, they don't wear that to the gym. But I do know the giant basketball shorts. What fad made that popular? Wearing basketball shorts are too big. You can't cross anybody up wearing shorts that loose.
No. That's why I just wear no shorts at all. I'm just my G-string. So what about the nip slip tanks?
The what is it?
The nip slip tanks. You know those cut-off shirts that barely have anything there? And the nipple's always hanging out of the left or right outside the shirt?
Yes, I actually know exactly what you're talking about. Again, I used to have this friend named Robert Hodd.
Robert Hodd? Okay, uh-huh. That name sounds familiar.
He was extremely buff and built like a Greek, goodness gracious. And my best friend at the time, guy that I love, used to work out with me and pulled into Aerosmith. We weren't even going to work out. We were getting gas, and he saw us and walked over to us. And Robert Hodd was like, put his hands behind his head and just stood there and kind of talked to us, just yakking for a little bit. And my buddy's like, dude, you're going to blow out your b-hole flexing so hard. And he's like, I'm not flexing. And he's like, bro, you're going to blow out your b-hole flexing so hard. So Matt, my best friend at the time, just loved him, named Matt. But he ended up moving away. But he ended up being like, dude, this guy's flexing like crazy. But if he remembers that story, he would tell you Robert Hodd had that kind of tank top on. I never knew what they were called. 50 Cent also used to wear that style of tank top in music videos.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do remember that because the dude's name was Robert Dodd, D-O-D-D-R-O-B-E-R-T. So...
And he looked
we
like
there,
the Rock at the time.
He looked like the cancer patient of the Rock, but he was fit. But whenever I did run into him, he was flexing a lot. He was really flexing. He was a flexer.
Yeah, you told him he was going to blow out his b-hole if he kept it up.
Yeah, he was going to. It was literally going to come out. Everything was if he kept on flexing. I thought he was going to pass out. He's flexing so much.
He had a beautiful natural tan, and he was turning beet red.
Yeah.
Holding the pose. What are you guys up to? You hit the gym today? Reflexing, bro. Not at all.
So, see a lot of big bodybuilders that wear boots. But if you're lifting that much weight, that's fine. If you're a casual lifter, no more than 315 on deadlift, I don't think you need to be wearing boots. What do you think?
Depends. How do your calves look? I mean, you got some so-called Steve Austin calves?
No.
Then don't
I
wear
got
boots.
Some Steve Smith calves.
Then wear boots.
Ooh.
If you got calves like that, wear them boots.
Yeah, I think the calves define the boots define your calves. But if you don't have big calves, I don't think you should wear them.
Because if you wear boots and you don't have the calves to back up, you look like you have tiny calves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. You're just going to look like a fool. Now, what about sandals? Have you ever seen people wear sandals with the socks?
No, but guess what? I'm wearing strap over sandals with socks right now as we speak.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show for tonight.
No!
My best friend literally just ruined our show.
Come on, man.
Literally. So we went from having a great show to you just effing it up right there.
I thought I messed it up with the F-bomb that caught you off guard to start the show.
No. Jeez.
Okay, so note to self, throw these away.
I mean, why don't you just go ahead and put your polo on with your swishy pants with the strap over sandals with socks, and you'd be perfect. You'd be fine. For the retirement lunch tomorrow afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Now that that's over about the things not to wear in the gym, Tiger, let's hear about the new addition to your family.
Yes. On Wednesday, late morning, my wife gave birth to our newest son. He makes a third child, and I couldn't be any more happy. He's using his green, which is my favorite color. I don't know if Matt knew that or not.
Yes, I did.
He's using his green Nash blanket with a tiger head on it.
He uses it a lot, actually. I wonder what kind of horrible / friend / whoever gave that to him. The handmade. But I don't know.
It is handmade. This was not bought. If you want one, too bad. If what I just described sounds like something you want, it's a one of a kind, my friend.
I cover up with
another handmade blanket by the same man that has his gorgeous face on it, and my son covers up with the bright green one. And we like to chill out and watch a little TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
That's true. That's true, man. That's part of being a BFF. But anything else you like to talk to about on the show, my friend? That about does it.
No, I hope to do a show tomorrow. We've got a few things to iron out and really figure out what we're going to do. But hopefully we schedule a show tomorrow. We can do a drive home edition, or we can do an 8:30 edition, or 8 o'clock edition, rather. Whatever suits my business partner the best.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you notice, he says business partner now. Isn't that weird? So, tomorrow, of course, will be Motivation Monday, and we will tweet out. So, if you're listening, make sure to watch our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for the times posted. As for me, I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt. And, of course, my hung, beautiful, talented Tiger Taylor.
Have a good night. Have a good night.